I just want to first off, and thank, obviously, Josh for his commitment to our team, especially what he's done the last 3 years. Why I've been here, this was easily, and I've told this to people in our building here, the toughest decision that we've had to make in our time here. Whatever you think of Josh as a kicker, which he was very good at, he's even a better person and a tremendous leader. He was great to our young players. He was great in our community. He and his family were very active in the community of Jacksonville. And unfortunately, as much as he'll be missed here, he'll be missed even more so in the community. So with that being said, it was difficult. It wasn't an easy decision. It was a decision that we knew that we were going to be facing probably about halfway through the off season of if Jason kept kicking the way he was kicking. And we knew, we had value there between both guys. And at the end of the day, the deal Pittsburgh offered us was the best deal we got on either of the two players, and it was the best deal for the organization, not only this year but in the future.
Yeah, Dave, how many offers did you have for Scobie? Was it a bidding war in any way at all?
No, it wasn't a bidding war. We had, we had some very casual conversations of what teams were thinking of, and it wasn't really anything near what we ended up getting for Josh from Pittsburgh, and as more future late round picks.
Adam Schefter saying Julius Thomas is going to need surgery on that hand. Can you give us a little information on that, whether you're aware of that or no?
Yeah, we've met with the docs here just recently. Just actually got the phone. He's getting a second opinion tomorrow. We'll know more tomorrow. My understanding, it's if he does need it, it's only going to push him back a couple weeks in terms of his return time. So, he was going to be 50-50 for the opener, but we would hope that if it was and everything went well, it should be about 4 weeks from the date of the surgery where he'd be back in full strength.
How quickly did this come together, Dave?
It came together really in the last, probably I talked to Kevin. I talked to him on the phone physically yesterday, right around this time, 4:30. We were supposed to talk at 4, and then he had to meet with his staff there and at 4:30 yesterday. So literally in 24 hours, it came together.
Did you talk to Josh last night?
I did talk to Josh, and kind of the protocol we went with. We after we talked to Pittsburgh, and we agreed on some compensation, and we ended up calling Josh's agent, who was very good in the process, and kind of laid it out there of the possibilities, and then he asked to be able to break the news to Josh, and so we let him communicate with Josh and his family about what they thought was best for them, and then kind of respected their privacy. And then after it, I just talked to Josh and told him how much he's meant to this team and the city of Jacksonville, and that this was easily the toughest decision we've had to make here in our time.
How nervous does that make you guys?
Not nervous. Jason's done a great job here. The only thing that he's missing is really the experience, and he's going to get that. Through this process, we said this is a young guy that that we can grow with as a team and as a franchise. And he's got, as you guys have seen out in practice, has a very strong leg, has been exceptionally accurate, not only in games, but throughout practice and throughout scrimmages. And at the end of the day, it was, there was a resounding feeling that whatever happened, that we did not want to lose Jason for the future. And part of the deal was, brutally honest, is that in a year from now, if we had to address a kicker situation, we didn't know if we'd be able to find somebody equally as good as what we had in Jason right at this point in time.
So were you prepared to cut Scobie if you didn't trade him?
Well, we didn't get to that point, to be honest with you. I know it was a very close battle, and we went back and forth, and at the end of the day, we felt like if a trade came and would facilitate our decision, then we wouldn't even have to address that we would, if we can get good value. And to get a 6-round pick for a kicker, we felt like was good value.
Yeah, Dave, when you signed Jason, did you think he'd be a viable option at that point, or at what point in the process did you get a sense that this could be your kicker?
Well, I give Chris Polin and Chris Driggers, our pro department, they went down in a cold and rainy day in Mobile, Alabama before the Senior Bowl to Michael Husted's kicking camp, and Jason caught their eye. And then within a week, we brought him into Jacksonville for a workout with Coach Mallory, Coach Smiley, Coach Bradley, and myself. And you know, his leg strength was catching, eye catching, and his accuracy on the field goals that day were very good. So at the time, we already signed Derek Dimke as a reserve future kicker, and we said, why not carry three, as you guys remember, through the off season. And at the end of the day, he ended up winning that battle to come to camp and was unflappable through that. And then, you know, throughout OTAs and mini camp, we just said, you know what, this is going to be interesting to see how he does through training camp, if he can withstand the accuracy and the leg strength, and then how is he going to do in games and pressure situations. And he checked the boxes in all of them, so we felt good about it. And as you guys know, you know, nothing that we tried to be very process-orientated, so we wanted the process to play out, and it played out, and we were fortunate that, unfortunate for Pittsburgh, they had a need, but fortunate for us, they did, and you know, it was a win-win for Pittsburgh. They got a veteran kicker and a very good kicker, and we got a pick that we can use to help build this franchise with.
How soon will it be before you use this roster spot, and where do you think you'll use it, which position to address?
So we rescinded Cameron Beard, is going to join us back tomorrow, the defensive end that we had in camp.
Okay.
And he's going to play our game against Washington, and we've reached out to his agent. So he will not be waived, and Cameron will take that roster spot from Josh.
You mentioned future offers. Were the other offers for 2017?
And yeah.
They were for 2017?
Yeah, they were for 2017, and they weren't committed to get the deal done either. It was contingent on some things, so instead of waiting, we just took it while we had it.
So Steelers, the only team to offer a 2016 pick?
At this time. We could have waited till Thursday to see. But, you know, by that time, Pittsburgh could have filled a need through somebody else or through another trade. And so we just felt like we should jump at it and get some type of value. If we and a tribute to Jason, that we felt comfortable enough to go with him if we lost out on Josh.
Were there any offers for Jason?
We did have some inquiries about Jason, yes.
Actually, any firm offers or just inquiries?
Same thing that we talked about with the 17 picks about future stuff.
With the injury to Thomas, is there any chance that that plays into how many numbers you keep heading into the opener?
No, I don't think so right now. With Mercedes, Clay, and Nick, I think we should be good there. And like I said, this isn't we'll know more tomorrow, but initial results are this isn't something that's going to be a lot more extended than what we originally thought. And you know, we thought that it'd be touch and go for the opener, hopefully that he'd be ready. But if not, you know, worst case scenario around week three, and not really worst case scenario, it could be week four as we go into Indianapolis if he has to have the surgery.
Dave, if by chance Jason at all struggles during the regular season or misses a game-winning kick or anything like that, will there be any buyer's remorse on your part?
No, I don't think so. You know, And I think, you know, there's no guarantee that if it wasn't Jason, whoever it was going to be kicking that, they wouldn't have missed it either. I think what we said is, hey, this isn't going to be a perfect, seamless transition, that there was going to be some growing, and that we're going to grow with him, and then hopefully that we have a solution here for 10 or 12 years, just like Josh has been here. And I'm not going to hang on every missed kick, because I promise you he's not going to make them all. And although I would like it, but very few, if any, go 100% in an NFL season. So there will be missed opportunities, and we're just going to live with them and grow with them. And like we said, we went through the process, and the process identified it as Jason being our kicker this year and the fact that we could get some value. So we took in all the evidence, we took in all the evaluations, and this is what it was, and we're going to go with it and see how it goes.
Did Thomas's finger not heal properly, or, like, I'm trying to figure out why you didn't do surgery 2 weeks ago.
Well, I think it was a situation of maybe it's really just kind of a cleanup aspect to it, and he's it's not so much the bone as is to some of the capsule surrounding it, and not to get in too much detail. So it's more or less just cleaning it up and tightening it up, and this will assure that the bone will heal completely by the time he's ready to go. If he had a play in the opener, it wasn't going to be completely healed, but the risk would have been less, but there still would have been risk there. I think the fact that doing this surgery, tightening up the joint and cleaning it up, he should be ready to go.
Hey, Dave, were you surprised by Jason looking at his college numbers? They weren't exactly eye-popping.
Well, you know, I got to give Jason credit. He dedicated himself to becoming an NFL kicker. He worked out with Michael Husted, got really good coaching post-college career after he was done, and obviously has the leg talent to do it, and just to kind of, turn himself into an NFL kicker. And I think he grew into it. I was a little bit surprised when we signed him. But as you know, with kickers, sometimes it's their second, third, fourth, fifth opportunities, and once they get an opportunity, they stick for a long time.